This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on Sunday said the United States has no plan to close the diplomatic mission in Kabul. This comes as Taliban attacks fuel nationwide security concerns while U.S.-led foreign troops continue their withdrawal after a presence of nearly two decades. The U.S. assurance comes in response to reports that suggest Washington is preparing emergency evacuation plans for the diplomatic staff in Kabul. The embassy wrote on Twitter that the diplomatic mission, quote, is open and will remain open. It pledged to maintain a robust diplomatic presence in the country, as directed by President Joe Biden. The statement said the embassy is aware of security challenges and constantly planning on how to meet them. U.S. officials announced on Friday that all coalition troops have vacated the main Bagram air base and handed control of the base to local forces. In the past 2 months, as the withdrawal of troops has carried on, the Taliban have gained control of about a quarter of Afghanistan's roughly 419 districts. And in the United States, diplomatic demolition experts, rather, are preparing to demolish the remainder of the partially collapsed apartment building along the ocean in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. Authorities fear the building is unstable and a tropical storm is in the forecast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the building was tottering or moving in the wind as officials on Saturday suspended operations in the search for anyone still alive in the rubble. The 12-story building suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least two dozen people died in the collapse and 121 are still missing. Timing for the demolition has not been disclosed but is likely to be soon. Tropical Storm Elsa is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. Four people were found dead Saturday as a huge fire raged in Cyprus, destroying tracts of forest in a blaze one official called the worst in Cyprus history. Fanned by strong winds, the fire affected at least 10 communities over an area of 50 square kilometers in the foothills of the Troodos mountain range, an area of pine forest and densely vegetated shrubland. The EU executive, the European Commission, said firefighting planes had departed from Greece to battle the fire. Italy was also planning to deploy aerial firefighters. The EU's emergency Copernicus satellite was also activated to provide damage assessment maps of the affected areas. Attempts were being made to prevent the blaze from crossing the mountains and stop it from before reaching Macheras, a pine forest land and one of the highest peaks in Cyprus. The cause of the fire is unclear. The 11 men who were arrested in Wakefield, Massachusetts after an overnight standoff with Massachusetts State Police have been charged with at least six offenses, the Middlesex District Attorney's Office said in a joint statement with state police that the suspects refer to themselves as a militia and were on their way to a training session in the state of Maine in the United States far northeast. Police said the nine-hour ordeal, which started during a police traffic stop, led to the shutdown of part of Interstate 95, a main thoroughfare through the northeast United States, and a shelter-in-place order for the surrounding area. All suspects are facing charges of eight counts of unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, improper storage of firearms in a vehicle, and conspiracy to commit a crime, as well as some other charges. The suspects range in age from 17 to 40 years old. A major fireworks accident resulted in only a few minor injuries in Ocean City, Maryland today. Fire officials said the town's entire store of fireworks for its July 4th show, scheduled for later today, exploded by accident while the fireworks were being set up at the popular beach resort town. All fireworks displays for the town have been canceled out of what officials call an abundance of caution. The cause of the premature explosion is not yet known. Fire officials are investigating, and other end areas of the Ocean City, Maryland boardwalk have been closed for a safety inspection. The Israeli government official said Sunday that the country is in talks with other countries about a deal to unload its surplus of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines, doses of which are due to expire by the end of the month. The prime minister said he spoke with Pfizer's CEO about securing more vaccines for Israel and about possible deals to swap vaccines with other countries. VOA, via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.